In a week when Prime Minister Boris Johnson applied for permission from Her Majesty the Queen to prorogue or suspend Parliament, various politicians applied to the Court of Session for an interim interdict to try and stop the suspension. On Friday, Lord Doherty refused the interim interdict, but the matter will go to a full court hearing on Tuesday, 3rd September, given the public interest. We met with Ian Murray MP, who is one of the petitioners. I'm with Ian Murray MP. Ian, you were one of the parties to the interim interdict action at the Court of Session, which was heard yesterday, Thursday, and decided upon today, but the decision didn't exactly go in your favour.
Well, it was sort of 90% in our favour because the judge has said that he won't grant an interim interdict, but he will bring the full hearing forward from next Friday to Tuesday of next week. Now, what that does is we lose one day in terms of Monday, but it means the full hearing will be heard and a decision will be made before Parliament is due to prorogue on the 9th of September. So it's brought it back to the start of the parliamentary week on Tuesday, and that means we can run with the parliamentary stuff Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and hope we get a favourable court case on Tuesday.
What are you really asking the court to decide upon?
Well, prorogation is a process where the government makes a recommendation to the Queen, and the Queen is the head of state, would prorogue Parliament in advance of a Queen's speech. Now, this is a perfectly constitutional thing to do. It's been happening for hundreds and hundreds of years.
And it just means suspend Parliament for a little time.
Yes, it means stopping Parliament for a little bit of time to prepare for the Queen to come to reopen it with the government's programme for the next session. Now, this is the longest session we've had in 600 years. And therefore, we are due a Queen's speech, but we all know that the advice that's been given to the Queen was for the purposes of a new government programme, but we know it's to close down Parliament to stop us from agitating, to stop a no-deal Brexit.
Some people have said that even though the prorogation, this is a difficult word to say, the prorogation would be for 5 weeks, that actually you would only really lose about five working days, as it were. So, you know, is this worth going for?
Well, actually, yes, we would only lose five working days, but what we're also saying is we should be cancelling the conference recess and that Parliament should be going right through. So we're only starting on Tuesday after being off since the 27th of July. We'd only sit till Thursday of next week and then we'd be off again till the 14th of October with a national crisis on the go. We need to be sitting 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if necessary. And that's why not only we should be stopping prorogation, but we should be cancelling conference recess.
So you've got to be in two places at once on Tuesday, is that correct?
Well, I don't need to be in court because I've signed an affidavit, which means I can put that down as evidence that's signed as my swear on oath. But really interesting about that, I can be in Parliament and have that evidence presented to the judge. What we're now seeing is that Boris Johnson, as a Prime Minister, should sign an affidavit as well, tell the court on oath why he's postponing and proroguing and suspending Parliament, and put that in as evidence. I bet he doesn't, because the reason that he wants to suspend Parliament is for a different reason than the actuality.
Very interesting times we're living in, and of course this is a cross-party action because you've joined up with Joanna Cherry and others, who I don't know who the others are.
Yeah, there's 75 of us. Joanna Cherry is the top name on the petition because she's the QC. We've got Joe Swinson, leader of the Liberal Democrats, myself and about seven or eight other Labour colleagues. There's peers in there from all parties, so there's all parties and none represented of 70 of us. So there's other of court cases as well being taken by Gina Miller and the former Prime Minister John Major today in England and Wales. I mean, that's just fabulous because it's the former Conservative Prime Minister taking the current Prime Minister to task.
This must be just about unprecedented too, isn't it?
Well, it's not only unprecedented, but we'll never see the likes of it again. So this is really exciting stuff, but we did say we'd leave no stone unturned to stop a no deal, and my goodness, we're turning over all the stones, that's for sure.
Well, I shall look forward to hearing from you and speaking with you again, perhaps next week.
Well, lots happening, so I'm sure we'll be filling up the airwaves and the column inches between now and then.
Thank you, Ian. It's the first instalment of a mini-series of chats with the council leader. We talked to him for about 40 minutes in all. Rather than try to get you to commit such a long time to listening, we've broken it up into more manageable chunks. Each one will be published online with a written article too on www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.